The 500-pound Paul Revere bell tolled at 3, following a Shaker Village tour focusing on equality. Museum interpreter David Witham spoke of the unique inclusiveness of the Shaker communities.
At all Shaker villages, there were a number of blacks, actually freed slaves or former slaves.
Director of Development and Membership Sally Stanton says that such examples of forward thinking by Shakers often surprises visitors.
I think they're very surprised that a community that started so long ago, over 200 years ago, had the forethought to look at people in so many different levels, from an economic standpoint, from a living situation, as a place where people could be equal and work together.
Canterbury was one of more than 300 sites across the country that rang bells today. For NHPR News, I'm Ellen Nilsson.